With your hands lifted up, with your hands lifted up, sir.
Are you ready?
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Just give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story. How I was lost and couldn't find my way. But then I met Jesus, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
Born in North Carolina, up out the county line. Yeah, I came up in the struggle, and on the street I had to fight my way.
We want to thank Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate dinners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed.
Hallelujah.
See, this shit feel real good right now. And I want to talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me. Let's go. To fall asleep in Sunday school, sing in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name, cause at the time memories they fade away. But still today I can never let it go. That Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost, oh my mama, church boy, now I'll never be the same. Jesus paid it all, told me I could keep the change. Pull up.
Something's got a hold on me.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the hottest radio show in the land. That's right. The hottest radio show in the land. It's the Taking the Limits Off radio show. It is Missional Monday, and I am your host, the one, the only, Dr. Dana
L King in the studio with you today, man. I'm excited to be here with the good people today on this good, gloomy, humid, I forgot to cut the L, this good, humid Monday evening, this last Monday of June. Man, did June stick around at all for anybody? Seemed like it was just the first Sunday of June. Now we on the last Monday of June, but I'm excited to be here with you all today, man. It is just a great, great, great time in the Lord, man. So y'all come on in, come on in, come on in and join in with your boy. Look here, we got a great show for you today, right? Great show, man. Look, it was a bunch of good articles in here, but yeah, but we gonna go four ways to recharge your soul. That's our main topic of conversation for today. Four ways to recharge your soul. Anybody needs their soul need recharging? So four ways to recharge your soul. That's our main topic of conversation for today. We're going to talk about that. We'll ask y'all about y'all weekend, all that good stuff. And, man, we're going to jump into it. But look, let me give you the rundown. Let me give you the rundown on how you, my brother and my sister, can be a part of today's festivities, If you are already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That's right, push one. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, emails, chats, and all of those good things, making sure that we are all on the same page, Just push once, that'll get you over to her. I lost train of thought. That'll get you over to her. She'll get you over to me. And you'll be live on the air with your boy. Live on the air with your boy. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. That's all you got to do is push one. Once again, that'll get you get on with her. She'll get you on with me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. That's right. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. Looking forward to hearing from you all today via email. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right, follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can follow us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, y'all come on in the room. Come on in the room on the Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. You can follow us there. The live streams are up and running right now. Facebook.com. You can find us there. Come on in. Say something when you get here. Come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my scripture. Somebody say he gives me all my medicine in the room. Come on in the room. come on. Say something when you get in. Speak to me. Don't be rude. Say something to me. When you get in here, y'all know I talk back now. I like church when church talk back. That's the only thing I could say I missed during the pandemic. You know, some stuff you missed, some stuff you didn't. But, you know, during the pandemic, I missed some good old talk back to the preacher now, you know, talk back. So we in TTLO church now, so y'all can talk back to me in the chat, if you will. Talk back to me in the chat. I would appreciate it. It's very so much if y'all would just come on and talk back to me in the chat. We can all get it together that way. Come on, right, because, you know, because at any time, and the band is back, they've been on hiatus, right? The band is back. Hey, we got some new people, you know, because I was just having the band come in. All right, y'all slow down now. So y'all trying to get me, I ain't ready. See, that's what happens when you get Kojic musicians. Kojic musicians just want to go in automatically. See, you know what I'm saying? We got these Kojic musicians. See, Kojic musicians, they be ready all the time. They just stay ready, see? But I'm gonna need y'all to see they new. I need y'all to get my right key. I'm D. D. Yeah, put me in D. 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 we go. See, that's huh? Come on, that's my key. Use your key. That's what I heard somebody say before. Use your key. That's my key. All right, y'all slow down. Y'all slow down. Come on, come on. I need y'all to calm it down, calm it down, calm it down. Anyway, we got new musicians, y'all, because the musicians we had, y'all know church reopening, so they had to go back to where they was getting paid. So our musicians left that we had in studio, so we had to send them back on where they was going to get a real, for real good check, you know, because we was just buying Popeye's chicken sandwiches and a cherry Pepsi over here. We didn't really have no Tanya said musicians wasn't in the budget. That ain't what you said. Anyway, you can, don't forget we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can also find us on your iHeartRadio app. You can find us on your iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group. When you find the TT, why is your hands up? No, I wasn't joking. I was laughing. If you go to the iHeart, if you go to your iHeart Music app, go to your iHeart Music app, do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group. Not only will you find the TTLO radio show, but you'll also find one of the best talk shows, man, that are out right now. Healthy Soul Talk is one of the best podcasts out. If you have not listened to it, you are missing a treat. It is called Healthy Soul Talk with none other than Dr. Kimberly Thomas. She is a licensed and trained therapist. She is going to get you right. She is going to get you right. It is a great, great show. She just wrapped up June, which was Men's Month, and had some great, great conversations. In May, it was Women's Month. So it was just some really, really great conversations. So if you have not had a chance, check out Healthy Soul Talk every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. So that's Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas every Thursday at 5:30. Then on, don't forget my brother, the one good pastor, Harold D. Washington, the good pastor, Harold D. Washington. You can catch him with, he has a great, great, great show, man. Great show, great following with the Kitchen Chronicles. The Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, you can catch my brother every Tuesday with the Kitchen Chronicles. And then on Sundays, last but not least, I'm going to go ahead and add both of these to the program. Not only will you catch on Sundays, you can catch the live simulcast. That's the word I want to use, the live simulcast from right here, from the birthplace of gospel music. You can catch that right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. Every Sunday, you can come in and join in with the birthplace on the TTLO Media Group Network and get you some good gospel music and some good preaching at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace led by Pastor, Senior Pastor Daryl in person. So you can catch that every Sunday at 11 o'clock. And then on the TTLO Media Group, you can also catch the Faith Works and Vision. Huh? Yeah, the Faith Works and Vision. Also on the TTLO Media Group, you can catch Faith Works and Vision. Their service starts right around 12:30, so you can catch them as well. Great, great, great. Look, great praise and worship. Look, y'all was in, I can't wait to talk to the Faith Works and Vision people today, because y'all was in on something on Sunday. But look, I left church and came to church. This is me leaving church. I left church, I walked from over there and came and sat over here and was in church again. So, so y'all was having some good church over at the Faith Works and Vision on Sunday. So I can't wait to talk to y'all about what went down over there on Sunday. But you can definitely catch that anytime, right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. And also you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find us there. Amen, amen, amen. Look, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break for a moment. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple things that we did not address on Friday. Some stuff that I do want to talk about. Man, thank y'all so much. I've got the response. We're going to try to figure out how we can make most opportunities for Michael to come back on. Michael is very, very busy. But y'all Michael Henderson is all of that. So, but we will definitely have Michael back. He's a permanent part of the TTLO family. It's just that we are way over here on the south side now. And he's coming from the You can call LaGrange a south suburb, but it really ain't. But I guess you kind of have to because it's on the other side of 31st Street, so you don't have a choice but to call it a south suburb. But he will be back. He will be back. He will be back. But look, let's do this. I'm going to take a real quick break so I can go and flip some switches. And when we come back, we will jump into today's conversation, and some other good stuff. So y'all be right back. I promise it won't be more than a minute. Two T's, one L, one O, T Taylor Radio. We're going to give y'all some of her new single, Sunny Day, the new single from my little sister, LaNasia Tyson, entitled Sunny Day. Be right back, y'all. Two T's, one L, one O. Peace.
My, so grateful to open my eyes and see a brand new day I've never seen before. So I speak real nice to my day. I start with prayer to push my way as I follow the path that's lit for me, and I speak to the light I see. Hits my face, I can feel the energy flow. I'm alive and that alone is a reason to rejoice. So I thank you for the sunshine, even thank you for the rain. I even thank you for the beauty the sun brings after the rain. Hey, hey, sun. Hello, sun.
Yes, 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 yes. Song is entitled Sunny Day, Sunny Day. It is the newest single from LaNasia Tyson. It is simply entitled Sunny Day. You can get that down on any place where you can download some music. You can get that single right now. It is a standalone single. It is not on her. It is not on the Dead of Praise different album. This is a standalone single. So you can catch this now. Go and get you a copy of it. Download it. Buy it. Whatever you need to do. Support. You know, we want to support artists. So you know, go ahead and stream it because they get, you know, how much they get per stream. But go ahead and get you a download yourself a version of that particular song and sit back and enjoy. Let's see. I really enjoyed it. Oh, what's going on, man? Let me speak to the people. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Angela Johnson, God bless you. Thank you again for the invite. Had a great time with you and Pastor Rob yesterday and all of y'all's crew. I'm going to say this. Y'all special out in the public. Y'all makes a lot of noise and stuff. Y'all be loud all in the private rooms in Canada. And I was the loudest one in there. But anyway, Angela say her no C-sharp. Really, Angela? C-sharp? That's kind of, ain't that kind of up there in the areas? That's C-sharp. What is C-sharp? Wait a minute. Ain't no C-sharp. There is no C-sharp. C-sharp is like, hold on, let me go back to music school for a minute. C-sharp, A, B, D, A, B, C. DC. There's no C sharp, just like ain't no C flat. So you must either mean D flat or B, because ain't no C sharp. Now that I think about it, there is no C sharp. Is there any musicians in the house? Ain't no C sharp. Is it a C sharp? Ain't nobody singing in C sharp. Because this, hold on. Can y'all, Cleophas, give me C on that thing. Give me a good C, if you will, sir. Can I get a C? Can you put me in C? You can't. He don't. No, that's a no. To my C, he don't. That's C. Thank you. That's C. Ain't no C sharp, Angela. Because that's C right there. And that's and we see that don't sound right. We Ain't no C. Thank you. Thank you, Cleophas. That's what we on, C Sharp. Let's see. Dwayne Boyd. God bless you, man. I miss my brother Dwayne, man. Dwayne Boyd over from the kingdom over there on the good west side of Chicago. Good to see you, sir. Hope all is well with you and yours. So look, y'all, how was y'all's weekend? How was everybody? Y'all know the routine. It's the Monday check-in. So that means you got to check in and let me know how your church service was. What church did you go to? Who preached? What was the scripture? And what was the context? Huh? What church did you go to? Who preached? And what was the scripture? I need to know. So come on and share that with your boy real quick. What church did you attend on yesterday? Who preached? Uh-huh. Who preached and what was the scripture that, oh, and the sermon title. I'm sorry. Right. It's the four things. It's four. It's always four. Church, who preached, scripture, sermon title. Church, who preached, scripture, and sermon title. I didn't ask y'all to, y'all do the most. See what I'm saying? See, Kojic. You know, I got to get used to these Kojic musicians. They be ready at all times. They stay ready. Y'all just want to go in one time, don't y'all? I know y'all do. Let me let y'all. I ain't gonna do it. See, y'all. That's right. Just y'all got to go in when the spirit moves. You just can't be just going. I'm gonna need y'all to right. And you can't leave that land right there because people gonna trip over all that stuff over there. So anyway, y'all pray for my musicians. Y'all pray for them. Hold on, let me turn your mic back on. What mic is you at over here? That one. What'd you say?
And pray for your mental health.
Well, that's what you supposed to be doing.
I am.
On a daily basis.
I am.
Is you praying? Is you praying hard, though?
Thank God got me on call wait. He's like, hold, please.
Are you?
I get a lot of calls about Dana.
So this for Dana. Hold on, we got a special section.
Dana, hold on, how can I help you?
Angels be like, hey, come down. Oh, they call. We got another one.
They tell me to go to the frequently asked questions.
Frequently, oh, it's an FAQ.
Yeah,
they got an FAQ about me in the heavens. Yes. They probably do. Hell, I know
like,
that.
Is he always like this?
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions is like, is he always like this? And
scroll down.
Angel says yes.
Scroll down.
Is there anything you can do about it?
Scroll down. That's section two. Scroll down.
Can you send your Dana back?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
We made him and we broke everything.
Look here. Huh? Just one. Can we? Oh. Pray for me. Y'all know my mind is bad.
And you ain't got no factory rebate on you.
Man, look. And the warranty. I know the warranty expired. Huh? Because I'm past 50,000 miles. The warranty expired. 50. I'm at 51. The warranty expired. Faith Works and Vision. To God be the glory. Pitt says, Faith Works and Vision Church. That's where my good brother Harold D. Washington, the pastor, preached out of Genesis 17, 15, and 16. What was your name changed? That's the name of the scripture. I mean, the sermon. What was your name changed? Make sure I got that right now, because you know I'm reading what you sent me. What's your name changed? Let's check that out. She said Genesis 17:15-16. Let me read what the King James Bible says. It says, "Read, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai." Mm-hmm. Let me read that again. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings, and a people shall be of her. Huh.
What was your name changed to?
What was your name changed to? Okay. And 15 and 16. Let me read the Message Bible. Message. Message says like this. God continues speaking to Abraham, and he says, and Sarai, your wife, don't call her Sarai anymore. Call her Sarah. You have to say it like you black and from the country. Call her Sarah, and I'll bless her. Yes, he says, I'll give you a son by her. Uh-huh. You're going to have one baby mama. That's what it say. That's the Dana version. I'm going to give you a son by her. Although he messed that up. He said, oh, how I'll bless her. Nations will come from her. Kings of nations will come from her. I like when I say her. Like I ain't got no kind of training.
Just throw the whole doctorate away.
Throw the whole doctorate away.
Ball it up.
Oh, God. That's good. Okay, what was your name changed to? I like that. I like that. I like that. What was your name changed to? Angela Johnson says, greater love, greater work sermon. What was greater works? Did she give us the name of the sermon? I don't
see. All of a sudden, she on vacation.
She said, greater love, greater work sermon. I'm on vacation in Chicago celebrating hubby's birthday. We sent some heartfelt thank yous.
Okay.
Is that the name of the sermon? I'm talking about what was preached on yesterday at y'all's church, Angela. What the, you didn't Tony preach yesterday? Or whoever, Pastor Tony, Reverend, Elder, Bishop, Apostle? Elect Lady says, yes, that name change thing was on time. Look here, when I tuned in to the Faith Works and Vision yesterday at about 12:40, I believe it was, or 12:45, y'all was acting a whole fool over there. I mean, look, y'all was, and I saw a sister getting her whole dance on in the middle of the aisle. I saw it. I saw it with my own eye. And y'all know I was typing if y'all was on the comments. I was on the comments because I said, if y'all wasn't so far away on the west side, I was going to try to get there before the shout ended. I wanted to come in right in the middle of the shout, look, and just run from the back to the front and then run back out just so I could got a little taste. Of the shout, just so I could have came in real quick right on that part when they was like, give me one, put me in D, please. Give me one real quick, like right there. Yeah, when y'all was right up in there, like that, that's it. Now, see, now give y'all a chance to play. Y'all don't want to hit it. Hit it. That is. Yeah. When y'all was right there, just like that, that's how they was on yesterday. Huh? Come on, get one more time. Hey. Huh? Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? I wanted to just run in while y'all was getting y'all praise on at the Faith Works and Vision on yesterday because y'all was having a good old time. And Pastor Washington, he ain't here tonight. Bless his heart. He was in there. Just wait. Then the war cry broke out. Wait a minute. Now, you know, y'all know. See, I told y'all I'm apostolic. I know that ain't really y'all don't really feel it like that. But I'm apostolic. So you know, when I hear certain stuff, you know, I start to look for my phone ain't got no kind of charge on me. I'm apostolic. So when I heard the war cry yesterday, I got excited. In my spirit, I got excited. I heard, I look here, in my immediate spirit, I got excited. I said, oh, Lord, they getting it for real down up in here. They are getting it good up in here. You can kill that, whichever one's here. I was like, oh, they are doing everything right here. And then my man's on the keyboard. That's a cold brother. What's his name? Chris? I want to say his name. I know Harold told me his name 17,000 times, but y'all know I ain't going to remember it. But he hit that war cry, and I got excited. Do y'all know that? See, y'all know my new musician is Kojic, so I was almost offended them by asking them if they knew the war cry. But I should have known that they knew. Go ahead, give me a little bit. Come on. You want to give me a little bit? No? That's just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What are you going to do?
What did you say? You're so wrong. That's how y'all going to do it? That sound a little... That's what y'all do? Oh, I'm rushing it. I'm sorry.
It sounds like a little bit like
80s
music.
I'm sorry. That's how y'all doing it? Oh, so y'all going like that. Okay, all right. I see y'all just in the... That's like high worship. That's high worship. You don't know nothing about that. You've been in the Baptist church your whole life. You don't know nothing about that. You went from... You've been in the Baptist. You don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. That's high worship. See, when you Baptistolic, you got to get like me. I'm going to get you baptized in the Baptistolic. Come on in, but don't play it. Huh? Well, get it. Hey, okay, 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 okay. Yay. Get it then. I can feel that. I can feel that. I'm good with that. Y'all doing pretty good. They just started working together because, you know. That's good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Come on back down. This ain't Praise Break Friday. We just throwing off. Hey, you know. I got a lot of Baptist folk. They got to stay on the regimen. You got to... We real regimented. You got to, you only praise right here. us Baptist folk, we got in on praise and worship real late. We got in on it real late. We was late to the party when the praise and worship thing kicked off in the church house. We was real late to it. So, you know, when we did finally get on it, you know, the first 10-15 minutes of the service. And then I'm gonna need y'all to stop all that and don't take all that for the rest of the day. Cause the deacons still wanna get up and hallelujah. Yeah, they still wanna do that. I still like me a good Dr. Watt though. I wanna ask a question. Is anybody from Ebenezer listening? Is there any deacon here at the Ebenezer that can bust out a doc? I don't even need to be a deacon. Is there any mother of the church? Cause you know, at the kingdom, we used to have some mothers of the church that could bust out one in the middle of this. I mean, just bust it out. Is it anybody over here to hear that? Because I ain't heard one since I've been here. Is it anybody? Let me ask a question. Is the good Reverend Dr. Durrell in person? Is he on here the evening? I need to know. If not, can we borrow an elder or two from somebody's church? I know some of y'all, let me talk to the churches that closed. Is anybody listening from a church that closed? Can you come over and just saying, I need a Dr. Watt. When do I preach next? When was that? July the what?
25th.
20, thank you. That bless your heart, because you know I forgot. July the 25th. I'm going to need me a Dr. Watt for the 25th. We're going to hold auditions. Dr. Watt. Wait a minute. You know what? Where's Shiante at? Bulees? Is Shiante engaged? Did I read that right? Okay, I thought I saw something. But anyway, okay. I need me a good Dr. Watt. Angela, can Rob sing a Dr. Watt? I know you think you can sing a little bit. Angela can't sing, actually, though. But do Rob sing at all? Do Pastor Rob, do he sing a Dr. Watt? I need a good Dr. Watt. I really ain't heard a good Dr. Watt since To God Be the Glory Pitch. Somebody sing one over at the Faith. Y'all, now you know y'all one step from Pentecostal. Y'all ain't singing no Dr. Watts at the Faith Works and Fish. Y'all, somebody singing them for real. I need one. I need a Dr. Watt specialist. Is there anybody that can we call in just for that? How much they charge? You might have it in the budget. How much do they charge? Look, we don't even need to see nothing else. Just come in, do a Dr. Watt. Show up at about 11, what'd you say, about 11:30? Yeah, show about 11:33, 11:40. No, 11:30 is good. 11:30 is good.
Oh, man, we missed this engagement. It happened April 20th.
Oh, see, right. She said, don't make me throw my head back. She said, yep, we sing Dr. Watt. Really? Who? Oh, she said, Elect Lady. Oh, Elect Lady be the one doing. Oh, well, I'm going to need you to come on over here, Elect Lady. Oh, what day is it? The 20 what?
25th.
The 25th. You can come over here.
And we'll get you back to your church.
And you'll be back at your church before y'all service start, because y'all start at 12:30. We'll be out. So you can come over here and help me out on the 25th. It's 25th, right?
25th.
Thank you. The 25th of July. Come on over here and bust. I just want a good one. The good meditation. You know, they call it the meditation selection. You know, when you get bougie, we call it sermonic. But old school says the meditation selection. That's to get you. What they really meant was get your mind right. Stop being mad at the lady in front of you on the row in front of you, or the little boy in the back of you that keep kicking your chair. Get your mind right. It's the meditation selection. That's what we need. We need a meditation selection. I like a good meditation selection. I'm looking forward to that. I need that in my life, a good meditation. Ain't like a good Dr. Watts, a good one. You know, when the old school, old school preacher come up, or the old deacon will come up on from the pulpit out of nowhere and just bust it out, and you know, you just get it like pastor, y'all I played this before for y'all, Pastor T.L. James. Y'all don't know Pastor T.L. Pastor T.L. James is old. It's old school cat, right? But you know it's an old school when you watch the videos. Tanya, he got a shag. Remember, you don't remember shags, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because I had one too for a minute.
So the shag, was that like the black person's version of
the mullet?
So y'all just call it a shag.
It was called a shag.
Which was a mullet. Interchangeable, I guess.
Yeah. It was called the shag. So yeah, but that's what I need. I need a good old Dr. Watts. Come on, where he at? Let me get a little bit of this here. Oh man, that. Come on, man. Sing. Hold on.
I love the Lord.
Yeah.
He heard my cry.
Yeah, I believe I can preach after this here. I might not be no good. Come on, TL. It's in the voice. It's got to be in your throat.
Lord.
See, I get the feeling if I bust one out, ain't nobody going to follow me. Ebenezer might leave me hanging, have me sit up. I need to make sure the old, wait a minute.
I think my grandfather can do a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Your granddad do got that kind of voice. Yeah. Because when he told me, wasn't nobody else going to eat no more of my hot jerk chicken. You ain't got to worry about nobody eating no more of that. That's too hot for any human. he say, he took all the food, but it's plenty of that hot chicken over there, though. He do got that old deacon. Was he a deacon?
At Prince of Peace.
He a for real ordained deacon?
Yeah.
How come you ain't invited him over to the church house?
I don't know.
You should invite him over on the 25th.
Okay.
Invite all of them over on the 25th. Maybe I have him bust out one. I'm just saying.
He might like that.
Man, come through. Come through. What's his name? Deacon who? So I can give him a whole name.
Eddie Welch.
Deacon Eddie Welch. What's his name? You got the middle initial? You got to put a middle initial in that. You kids can't be Eddie Welch.
I'm sorry, Eddie Lee Welch.
Oh, see, he a real deacon. Yeah. Eddie Lee. Oh, yeah. I know he can sing. His name Eddie Lee. You can't be called Eddie Lee. And I bet it ain't even Edward. It's just Eddie.
It's just Eddie.
See, I know he can sing. I know he can sing. I just know. Oh, come on. Look, I need him to bust it out just like TL. Come on, TL, finish. Come on.
And then he will do that whole knee
bend. Knee bowed and body bend? On the front row? That's what I'm talking about. Come on, TL, sing this thing. Hold on. Let me get in. Let me get, look, make it good to me. Now, y'all can't tell me a preacher can't preach behind that. Huh? Come on! Huh? Wait, I gotta give him a good part. Huh? It's the part right here.
Lord.
bull ride. Boy, he don't sit. Thanks, CL.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wait. He a deacon. Say, Pastor CL. He got his hands folded and everything. I wish. See, he's singing it for real, Dr. Watt, right there.
Boy, you is watching YouTube.
Huh? I am so, this is good to me right now.
You got a whole
hold on.
You forgot about the people.
The people is listening. Hold on. Bang. I'm going to let you, I want you to get a hold of it too. Hold on. Look, they can watch with us. You see it? Yes. I want them to catch the last verse because they don't sing this verse too much. What? Huh? Oh, I done deleted it. I'm sorry. There you go. They don't do the bow his head verse.
Love, oh yeah.
Come on, in here.
Love.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Bye.
Yes, sir. Look like he came to Martin Luther King or something. Come on.
And chip my grief away.
Yeah. Y'all don't see them hairstyles, bro. What you do? Got a gumby in the front row. Got a whole gumby. See them big girls right there? That's the soprano section. Come on! Come on!
God bless you.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
Come on, sir. Come on in here. Do that for the Lord, huh? Y'all just don't know. That just made me happy. That just got me. That just got me good and happy. Come on in here. Come on. That just blessed my whole spirit, huh? Look, I know the Italian said, yeah, you got a whole guy. I know they was listening. I know the people was loving it. They were loving it. These some saved, sanctified folk on the TTLO radio tonight.
I just felt like you were having your YouTube party.
I was having a moment.
And you forget that
I was having a moment.
We didn't have your screen.
They didn't need my screen. They had the words. They had the words. All they needed was I need to be able to do that part.
Video is
I need somebody to teach me go like, I just need to be able to get that. Like,
so get a cold. Hold the mucus in.
He said get a cold and hold the mucus in. You know, you is really not helping me right now. You're not being real supportive right now. I'm trying to get my singing on before I preach. I'm trying to get my singing on. I can't play saxophone like my man that came over here for the anniversary.
You
were
doing a good job yesterday singing in the background.
I'm good at the background. I'm good. I can kill in the background.
Like
and old girl was standing right behind me, and she was giving me my key. Oh, it was, boy, I had a flashback. I had my key.
Got you back on the praise and worship.
Huh? I just didn't have an alto on the other. I needed an alto on the other side of me. I ain't got one. I just needed a good alto on the other side of me. But, old girl put me in my key because she was like, oh, thank you. I said, oh, I must not hit no bad. I ain't go back into the video yet because I found out. But I must have hit most of the right notes.
Yeah, you did good. You did good.
I was trying. I was trying to keep it low.
Y'all tried because, you know, y'all got, you know, they showed out on y'all last Sunday.
Oh, the new men's quartet. I meant to talk about the chairman. I'm going to talk about him later on. I meant to talk about him up there with the new Mighty Clouds of Joy. We're going to call them the cumulus clouds of joy. The cumulus clouds of happiness.
This is why. And I'm going to say it again.
It's the cumulus. Ladies and gentlemen, the cumulus clouds of happiness. Doo-doo. Oh, y'all pray for my man. What? Y'all? I'm just asking questions. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Elect Lady say, watch it. What? I just want somebody to sing it. Look, she said the anointing will make a difference. I just need my thoke. See, I believe I'm anointed, Angela, but I think the Lord skips my thoke. I believe I'm anointed to preach, but I think I was not in the right line for the singing. I think I missed that part. I slept through it. So, when he was doing the anointing for the folk, for the singing portion, it just didn't work out. You know, what we got? Sabrina, oh, she said you got excited. So, oh, yeah. You know when the worship is right, it just makes the service just flows. When the worship is, when you ain't got to fight for the worship, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you ain't got to fight for the worship, when the worship just everything just kind of go, you know, when you ain't got to struggle, you know. And then we had a few folk in the audience who came with brought their praise with them, you know. So you ain't got to, like, you know, you ain't getting looked at like you on display, you know, at the aquarium. you know, when you just got, well, and we had a handful of folk, you know, who act like they knew who the Lord was and gave us a, you know, so that's all it takes, two or three, huh? That's all it takes, two or three. So yeah, I got excited about that. Look, y'all, real quick, I'm gonna switch notes, a somber note, real quick for a second. Just to remind everybody, if you want to stop by on Friday, the services for Anita Cross, that's the sister of Patricia Butts, will be held starting this Friday. The visitation will be Friday, July 2nd from 4 to, I guess it's now changed to 8.
It's always 8, I told you.
But you know that's not what on the message we got.
Oh.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said 7. But it's from 4 to 8 here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincent Avenue, 60653. Got that Michael do one for us. But it's but the visitation for Sister Anita Cross is this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. Here at Ebenezer, the visitation. You can come by, stop by, sign and visit the book and everything if you're not able to come out. If you want to come out on Saturday, you are welcome to come out on Saturday. That will be this coming Saturday, July the 3rd. Thank you. Saturday, July the 3rd. You can come out. The funeral will be, the wake will be from 10 to 11, and then the funeral starts at 11. I always get nervous when I don't see an end time. It just says 11. Don't say from 11 to, you just say 11. I always get nervous.
Because the burial is not until Monday.
I know. Okay. But that don't mean you go from 11 to 3. Okay.
All right. That might be.
Pray for my spirit.
All right.
11 a.m. on Saturday here at Ebenezer as well. You guys, for those of you all who, I know you guys, some of you only know Sister Anita Cross from the show and from her chatting with us on the show. You know, only know Pat from chatting on the show, but if you want to come out and show support, you are welcome to come out to Ebenezer on this Friday or Saturday. You can go ahead and come on and hang out and show some support if you're able on this coming Friday and Saturday. I wanted to talk about that real quick while I had it still in my immediate memory. Something else too, just to, and then I'm gonna keep moving. I'm not gonna keep it somber for too long. We did not talk about at all last week this collapsed condo situation in Miami. I don't know, and I'm sure if anybody's been watching the news at all anywhere, you know about this collapse, this condo collapse that took place in Miami, Florida. It is kind of, I saw the video. It says so far at least 11 people dead after partial building collapse near Miami. It was actually in right outside of Miami. But this is, it's like, let me just read what we know so far. At least 11 people are dead and 150 people are still unaccounted for after a residential building partly collapsed in Surfside, Florida, which is right outside Miami. Surfside, Florida. They still have search and rescue teams that continue to race to try to find the missing people. It is, I was like completely, I saw the video and it literally looked like a demolition. When you watch the video, it looked like what you would see. And it looked, and what it looked like, honestly, was a demolition gone bad. That's what it looked like. Because only half the building just collapsed. And Latanya, you were saying that there was already some where they knew about some complaints because the building was built, the limestone was falling or eroding.
Yeah,
this is the correct word.
Like it has been part of like a documentary, this building, for a while, I guess. And it was saying it was like sinking at 0.2 millimeters per year. And they said that wherever the pool is at as well, I guess the parking garage is kind of nearby as well. So some of the pool water was like coming down into the garage. This is so it has structural damage, but it's a building that keeps selling. Like the last purchase was, I think, was like $2 million and everything else like that. So it's had its issues. And now they want to place blame because I guess the roof was being done. So they're thinking that a heavy load on top of one side of the roof probably gave way to some of this building.
So they're saying that there was some heavy equipment on the roof.
Yeah.
And it caused more. And that's the going story.
That's what, you know, they're trying to find out something because somebody.
They're trying to lay blame because somebody going to pay.
Yeah. But over the years, if this building has had a documentary about it and this has been going on, this building needed to be literally condemned years
either
ago.
Either condemned or major reconstruction. Yeah.
Yeah. If limestone does not hold. Limestone is just like, you know, almost like you playing with that quicksand. Quicksand almost.
Mm-hmm.
It has some life, but it doesn't have a great life. Like, you know, that's why we have these rock quarries and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm reading this. It says structural engineers have been shoring up other places, such as areas near a parking garage underneath the rubble to allow crews to tunnel underneath with light machinery. It says officials don't know how many people were even in the building when it collapsed.
Yeah.
Even though currently right now there's still 150 people unaccounted for. And we know, and it says we know that it was 80% occupied, meaning there were 80% of the building was either rented or owned by someone.
And you're going to hope that some of those people were just out of town. Like some people were saying, like this guy, he was just saying like his girlfriend asked him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the night, and usually he doesn't because he does sales from his building, but he decided to stay, and he woke up to find out, like, you know, everybody's like, are you okay, are you all right?
Right.
And he happens to just, the one night he stayed, which is never something he's done.
Wow.
Like, you know, like his life was saved. And then I told you about the guy who has, like, I guess very little faith, I would say, because a family of four, that I think his parents and about four people in his family, he stayed like diagonal from the mm-hmm. the building, and four of his people are in that building, and like, you know, he really doesn't have any hopes about them, you know. And the guy also who stayed away, he's like, he knew all his neighbors, that he knew them
wow.
in some way or form and mm-hmm. everything else like that. And so, like, you know, he said he goes to the site at least twice a day and just look and everything else like that.
So it says here, so I'm looking at some of the stuff. It says the building was constructed. I don't know how to read. The building was constructed in 1981, according to the Miami-Dade property records. Building standards were strengthened after a high destructive Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Then it goes on to say an engineer had already conducted an inspection to determine needed repairs, but the only work that had actually commenced was on the roof. Alexandra Santamaria, a property manager for the building until 2019, told CNN on Friday that she was never told immediate repairs were needed during her time managing the property. Oh, she's a former property manager.
But the condo people, those that own those condos, the residents that own, they knew about some of the structural, some of the issues, and they would, and they would not, would not pay for it and everything else like that. So when you're part of a
HOA, so that there's insurance.
Yeah.
So somebody, so it says here that a class action lawsuit, it says no one ever said anything, there were signs of any repairs that were needed immediately or that there were any signs of collapsing. A class action lawsuit filed Thursday accuses the association of the collapsed condo of failures to secure and safeguard the lives and property of the condo owners. That $5 million is going to change real quick.
That truly is on them because there had been water damage before with the mold. And so, and to hear of an HOA saying like, that's and for some HOAs, it is expensive because like, you know, it is a condo, but it's like taking care of a house.
Yes, absolutely.
You're taking care of a big structural house.
Absolutely.
With a lot of money and everything else that's involved in it. So, you know, sometimes taking the cheap way out or not doing anything at all that has cost everyone.
Elect Lady says they told them 40 years ago, wow, not to build in that location because it was not good ground and that it would eventually sink. Wow. Here it says, the lawsuit seeks damages in excess of $5 million, though a different amount could be sought as the case proceeds. Oh, yeah, $5 million going to easily turn. Depending on the amount of just property loss first and then lives lost and families completely ripped apart, $5 million is going to easily be $100 million. I can tell you that right now. And I don't know who the insurance agency is, but y'all might well go on here and just because you don't want these problems. It says here, Burgess said that the building was undergoing a 40-year recertification process, and what knowledge the board had in terms of repair work came from the engineer certification report. Como asked Burgess if the board was aware of research done in the 90s that showed the area where the building collapsed showed signs of land subsidence in the 1990s. Burgess replied they were aware, and she thinks it's significant, but the question to the professor or the team that undertook the research was, did they inform the city? Did they inform the county? Did they inform the state? Interesting. You muted. Interesting. I was like, it's unfortunate, but we definitely want to continue to pray for those 150 families that are still missing loved ones and the 11 lives, the family of the 11 lives, family members of the 11 people that have lost their lives already. So it's a little bit much. It's a little bit much, and we definitely want to keep them in our prayers. Yeah, we want to do that. So I saw that thing. It just looked, again, you watch so much TV. It's hard to tell what's real and what's not, So like when that building fell, it was like, am I watching this? Like, really? So, go ahead.
I thought when, cause I didn't read it the first time it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought when I saw it on Yahoo News and everything, I was like, I just thought it was a demolition. And then I was like, that was not what I saw in passing, like, while going through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it went wrong. It looked like somebody took they didn't cut a cake slice. It looked like a cake slice gone wrong.
Yeah. They had the rest of their dynamite. Like, it's like a bad set of fireworks. The rest of your stuff didn't pop, it was a bit much. It was a bit much. So, hopefully we'll get some good news that they'll find, even at this late hour, that they will still find, some people that there's still going to be some survivors there. All right, look, y'all, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take, a real brief break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our topic of conversation tonight, which is simply entitled Four Ways to Recharge Your Soul. Four Ways to Recharge Your Soul. In the meantime, look, y'all know I felt that thing when he hit it earlier with Pastor TL. I'm thinking I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this here. I'm going to take it for my Chicago folk. Going to give y'all a little bit of the from the ship, the one, the only, the good pastor, Reverend Clay Evans. Going to let y'all get a little bit of what's going on. Come on, Clay.
Oh, help me, Lord. Help me say it, help me say it. Mary William, while I'm thinking about this good to say. Bless you, Mary. Bertha. Lucille. Miss Banks. What is thy only son and dear? Before I drew my breath, what? Help me, Lord. To secure my soul from endless death. Oh, what pain? What? To say, oh, my soul from
That's all right, y'all. That's all right. The late, great Reverend Dr. Clay Evans. That was all right with me. I tell y'all, boy, ain't nothing like a good hymn before the preacher come, huh? Ain't nothing like a good hymn before the preacher come. It just ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like it. That's Clay. Hold on.
And all due respect to a modern song, but songs like that you just cannot forget. Must Jesus bear the cross along and all the way I'll go free. I need the all I need. Every all I need. Blessing of shadow. Jesus in the Lord. Oh, what a friend we have.
Huh? That'll work right there, y'all. You can't, I'm sorry. You know, I said this a bunch of times on this show. You can, y'all know I love me some good music. I love good music. I love new music and all of that stuff, but ain't nothing like them good old hymns that come on through. Nothing like the good of him. Thank you, Donna, for letting us know what's going on with the sound. Donna Patrick, y'all. Donna, when you coming? Are you coming to Chicago anytime soon? Say that again. Oh, that was her too? Oh, okay. Thank you, too. All of y'all who let us know, but Sister Pitts, too, thank y'all for letting us know that it was a little low. It was a little low. But we got it. We were, we fixed up quick around here. Y'all know I'm all about excellence with a bunch of extra syllables. But yeah, I want to know if Sister Donna coming to Chicago anytime soon, because I need you just to come on by. Probably need to come on up here and do some, workshops. Thank you. Give me words. Help me with my words. There you go. With my word. Oh, your mic over there. That's why I said. But some workshops up here. But man, ain't nothing like, that was Clay Evans, y'all. That was Clay. Mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. That was Clay Evans. Clay Evans, the late great. She said it was all right with the book. Look here, you just look. It just seemed like to me, you know, maybe I'm wrong. So some of y'all been around a little longer than me, but I've never heard a preacher not preach well after hitting with one of them. when I think back, I've never heard. She said, I done put, oh, that's why you was late for church, you had to put everybody out. I've never heard a preacher not preach well after hitting first with that Dr. Watt. I just have never heard a preacher not do it well. So it's always good to hear. I can use one anytime. And that Father, I stretch my grandmama sang that one. She sang that one. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. That used to be one of hers. It used to happen on what they call Missionary Sunday, Mission Sunday, something like that. So like one of the deacons would always bust out the Dr. Watt on the regular Sunday. But on Missionary Sunday, that's when one of the missionaries, and it was mainly, what's her name, Mother Rose Harper. Huh? Mother Harper would bust it out, and you just knew, you know, because see, Mother Harper busted out, and I don't care who was going to preach. I don't care if it was James Horton or Tab Miller. Whoever was going to preach, you saw him rocking. He was doing that rocking. They started rocking in the seat because you knew they was finished, because it was, you could see it. It was coming on them right then. It's like, oh, because you knew you had, look, you can't come behind a Dr. Watt and then get up there with a dud. I wish I had some help. You just can't do it. You can't come behind that Dr. Watt and get up there with some. Come on now. But I like Clay. Clay wasn't even. Clay just said the words and then said, "I got to get my mumble together." Right? See, you know you want to do it too. Really? Yeah, I get the mumbles on.
That's the easy part.
Yeah. That's what I got. I got to work on my growl. I remember Christina used to say it all the time. I can't growl. I need to work on my growl. You know, squall. Squalling, that's it. You got to be able to squall a little bit.
Can't work on your roar.
Yeah, you know, Michael just do it like breathing. Just buzz it out. He just be talking. It just come out.
I think it's a prerequisite for that. You gotta have like
it's something else. You gotta have a different kind of anointing.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to smoke more cigars. Yeah. Maybe if I smoke like 3 or 4 cigars the night before.
Secondhand smokes all your life.
I'm gonna hang out. This is what I'm gonna do. The night before, I'm gonna hang out at the cigar bar all night and just smoke about 5 of them. And then come in here Sunday like, talking like this here. I'm on there, pray the Lord, everybody. Just real, come on in. Just blessed to be here. Highly favored. Get this. See, yeah, I feel it already. Right up in there.
Yeah, little sleep apnea.
Right. Don't sleep. Right, all that. Right, you know, we get real phlegmy.
Mm-hmm.
Drink some milk before I get up. Do Rob squall? I ain't never heard Rob squall either. Rob don't be hooping. Rob don't hoop. Do Rob hoop? I don't know if I heard Rob hoop before. I don't know if I. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Felicia. I like Felicia. She checks in and tells us. That's right. Right. Because we ain't want to fine you for not being here on time. We do fine the people.
Like Ike Turner fine?
Yeah, Ike Turner, James Brown fine.
Okay.
I need to get on that. I ain't heard Rob. Rob don't beat Rob. I need to come. I need to, let me take, I'm going to go back and watch some of y'all Zooms from before. And let me see if Rob be squalling over there. I like a good squaller though. Pastor Harold been getting his little, Pastor Harold D. Washington over there at the faith. He been trying to get his holler on. Quite often. I've been checking. He said he like you. He don't squall. See, right. But do he want to squall? He been preaching longer than me though. See, I have a desire to squall. It was one time though. It got good to me, and Marion was that? Yeah, Mary had tried to get me, but what's my man? He done moved down to Florida. Adam. Adam used to try to get me all the time. See, if Adam was still here, he said, he let me say, no, Pastor Rob does not. I just want to get it in real good one time. I be just needing to let it marinate so that it can then matriculate from my throat region, from my esophagus. See, if I can preach from my, if you can get out of your esophagus, if I can preach from my larynx area. right, elect lady said Pastor Hale was trying to. I know
he was trying several notes.
Yeah, he tried several notes. Yeah, if he would have been here tonight, we was gonna talk about it. He tried all. I think he tried all the notes. Mm-hmm. He be trying. He get his a little quicker. But he do try all the notes. He be like, I'm gonna hit all of them till I get the one I like. But I like a good, ain't I like a good squall though. Y'all got it. I like a good squall and preach. I need to go, if the world back open now, I need to get under my mentors, get over that. Cause my mentor can squall, Dr. Gerald M. Du. And matter of fact, I need to send out a congratulations. Son, you need to call and book Dr. Du, have him come over. Cause he ain't been over here to the Ebenezer. He came over with his wife when she did the Queen's Rules. He has not been on the show, so I need to call and get renewed with my mentor and have him come on to the show. The one, the only, the good doctor, Dr. Gerald M. Du from the Antioch. I had to put the V in front of it. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church over on 63rd and Stewart. But I want to give out a quick congratulations, if I can pull it back up real quick, to my good mentor. Where's it at? Okay. She posted it, but now I don't see it. Or maybe she did it under here. Okay, hold on. Because he was just elevated to, where's it at? Dang it. Come on now. Work with me. He was just elevated to, let me see. Is it on this page? Nope, I don't see it now. Golly. Okay. Anyway, I can't think of the name of the title he was just given. He's now the, I forget what it was called. I'll see it later on and I'll tell y'all. But he was just elevated to something in the Baptist Congress. You know, y'all know they got all them titles. He like the cheap Pope's cousin or something, but he up there in one of them things. Yeah, anyway, but he was, again, congratulations to him. I cannot find that for to save my life right now. And I saw it earlier on her page, but now it's not coming up at all. I wonder, is it under Antioch's page? But I got an alert for it, and I don't see it. But anyway, we're going to lift him up, but we're going to see if we can book him on. You still got it? You got his contact information? Pastor Garvin, my childhood church.
Yeah.
Sir, he would go in. Our mentor, Pastor Robert L. East, can squeeze, make your toes curl. Yeah, I know Pastor East. Yeah. I've seen him. I've seen a couple of video clips of Pastor East doing some good work over there at the at his church. So I am quite familiar with his amazing giftings. Let me put it that way. So, all right, y'all. We got this really good article. This really good article. We're going to hit this. We're going to, in the words of the, that great Bishop James Brown, we're going to hit it and quit it. We got five quick little points. Is it four? Four quick little points. Thank you. Four quick points real quick. Simply says four ways to recharge your soul. Four ways to recharge your soul. This particular article was written by Charles Stone. Charles Stone, it was just written on the 27th. Charles Stone, he is the lead pastor at West Park Church in London, Ontario, Canada. I'm sorry. He's the lead pastor at West Park Church in London, West Park Church in Ontario, Canada. He is the author of five books, including Holy Noticings, The Bible, Your Brain, and Mindful Space Between Moments. His sixth book published with Equip Press is called Every Pastor's First 180 Days and How to Stay Strong in a New Church Job. All right. See, people like this, I'm going to read what they're saying because they got some experience. Got to be like a sponge. Can't be closed off. Here we go. The writer says, four ways to recharge your soul. He says, have you ever felt depleted? I can go in right there. Come on, put me back in deep. Have you ever felt depleted? Have you ever felt depleted? The writer says, come on, man. Oh, there it is. There we go. He says, have you ever felt depleted, like you needed to recharge your soul? He says, as a pastor, sometime back, he says, I heard Rick Reed, the president of Heritage and Seminary, located near Toronto, give an uplifting talk about how you can recharge your soul. He spoke at a monthly gathering of pastors and Christian business leaders in London, Ontario, where I serve as a pastor. Then he goes on to say, with his permission, I shared his insights below. He goes on to say, Rick based his thoughts on how to recharge your soul on this passage in the Gospel of Mark when Jesus himself got away from the crowds. Here we go. And this is Mark 1:35-39. He says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. 36 says, Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you. Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else to nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Four ways to recharge your depleted soul. So let's talk about it. Even Jesus needed moments away from the people. Huh? I think yesterday at the end of service, Pastor Person said something about self-care. Self-care is important. Everybody, I don't care how much ministry you need, believe you have to do. Everybody needs a time to recharge, right? Everybody needs a time to recharge. My phone was about dead, but if y'all can see, I'm holding it up right now. I had to plug it in, huh? Everybody has at some point has to plug back in to the source. And you can't now with the phone, we're lucky that we can operate and still we can still operate the phone while recharging. But you know, you're limited if your charger is not portable. I wish I had some help. See, I feel preachy already. You see, when you're plugged into the wall, that means you're limited on where you can go for the recharge. But if you got some a mobile charge, that means you can go away from where you are. Every now and then, you have to disconnect from the people and get somewhere where you can recharge. So let's get into our article, you guys. Four ways to recharge. Four ways to recharge your soul, or as from where you got it from the book, four ways to recharge your depleted soul. He says, number one. Here we go. Number one, disengage from ministry demands. Disengage from ministry demands. The writer says this. This passage said that Jesus did just that. He says, although fully God, Jesus was also fully human and got tired just like you and I get. The scripture says that Jesus went to a desolate place. In other words, he removed himself from the hustle and bustle of ministry life. He separated himself from the crowds. Question to ponder. Do you take the day off when you truly disengage? Or do you keep yourself tethered to your cell phone or your email just in case someone needs you? You know, this is the thing that I know that I've always had difficulty doing. In my professional life, because of titles that I've had, I've always found it hard to disconnect. It wasn't until later on in life when I knew I had good people, right? When I had I'm officially calling her the second best assistant in the whole wide world, because I can't call her the best assistant in the whole wide world. But she is the second best assistant in the whole wide world. When I had Kathy, everybody know Kathy. They got tired of hearing Kathy's name. But Kathy was the absolute best, and I knew I could leave, and things would be they would either be like I left them or better when I got back, not worse, right? But it was always hard. So even on vacations, and I'm a little extra, because even when I remember this, and Tanya remembers this well, I was in Jamaica and made a shore-to-shore phone call to make sure that the show was going on. Because they was on the air, and I was like, no, we're not taking no days off. I need y'all to do the show. I was in Jamaica and making a long-distance phone call on my BlackBerry, And then the BlackBerry didn't work. I called her from the phone at the bar next to the pool just to check on the show, because I was like, I don't hear nothing. I'm listening. I don't hear nothing. They was muted. They was talking, but they was muted. Do you truly disconnect when you have a chance? Now, as I'm older, I recognize that when you are gone, be gone. Right? Now disconnecting means disconnecting. Now, we have to be careful depending on your position. It just simply means there is a way to contact you, but only certain people will do that, and only in the event of an absolute earth-shattering emergency, right? If the dog got worms and the bird flew out the window, that's not when you call, right? If the cat died and the rabbit stopped having babies, that ain't when you call, right? If mama left the stove on and the coffee pot burned up, did nobody die, you don't call. But if it's an emergency, there you leave people around to contact you. But then you also make sure that you've equipped the people you left behind. Somebody say left behind. You equip the people that you have, that you left behind, to do the all the duties necessary to be successful. So I absolutely agree that you have to remove yourself, because you have to have a space and a place to recharge, right? You have to have a space and a place, because what's the point? You can't serve, watch this. I don't care how great your car is. I wish I had some help. I don't care how great your car is. When the tanks say E, that E, I know we like to say it mean enough, make it enough, but it ain't. So your car going to say, hey, look here. You need to pull up. So we all got to take a time to, we all need to take some time to step away. And I'm going to say this, and this is to any pastor, bishop, cardinal, episcopal, or vicar, whoever listening. If the church can't survive with you taking a couple of weeks off, I ain't going to question your church. I'm questioning you. If the church cannot survive with you disconnecting for 2 weeks, right? Because here's the deal. Now, because I heard when we had Marcy and Fred on, Marcy and Fred was like, when they disconnected, it was like when they stepped away from ministry altogether, he was like, it felt good on a Sunday to not get up and go nowhere. And see, when you disconnect, people go, like, can you fully disconnect and not tune in? See, that would be me. It would be hard for me to be disconnected and then 11 o'clock roll around. And I, I want to make sure this stuff look right. Like you know, you want to tune in and see, like, let me see what this is. You know, it's got, because you're so involved, especially if you're in a particular ministry, right? If you're a choir member, you know, if you're a choir member and you take a Sunday off, you don't care, because you know it's, you know, you got 30 other people up there. Hopefully you got 30 other people in the choir saying, if one soprano don't come, we gonna be all right. If one tenor don't come, we gonna be all right. You know, musicians know, well, I'm gonna send somebody in my place. So you're good. You feel comfortable with it. But when but if you're in an integral, like you said, if it's an integral part of the service, musician or whatever, you're kind of worried. But I would love to be able to step away and not feel the need to hit the tune in button. To listen in and watch. You know, I would love to watch later and hear about it later, you know, and hope that you have properly equipped people to handle the business while you were gone. So that's good, man. That's good. Disengage from ministry demands. Number two, again, we're talking about four ways to recharge your soul. Number two, while you're away, while you're recharging, seek communion with God. That's the goal. Seek communion with God. This is what the writer says. Notice that Jesus just didn't get away from doing something, direct people ministry, but he disengaged so that he could engage more fully with his Father. The writer says, we not only need to rest our bodies from the demands of ministry places on us, but we need to fill our souls with spiritual nourishment. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Do you regularly engage with God's word simply to fill your soul? Or do Bible reading, reflection, and contemplation have an end game to give you material for your sermons? Wow. That's heavy. He's talking to us preachers now. Let me read that again. Here's the question. Do you regularly engage with God's word simply to fill your soul? Or do Bible reading, reflection, and contemplation have an end game to give you material for your sermons? Let me break that down for you. Are you reading the Bible? Are you studying scripture for your soul's benefit? Or are you strictly reading the Bible to help you write your next sermon? Because there is a difference. And you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. I am a and those who know me, I am an avid reader, and I will read. On some of the nights where my sleeping habits have not been the greatest, I've been known to turn on, grab a Kindle or the iPad or the Kindle app, and go through one of my my hundreds of ministry books just to read, not for sermon prepping. Not for Bible study, but just to read it, because it does something for me. I like reading information. I like listening to and reading different contextualizations of the Bible. I like reading other people's and digging into other people's theological inferences when it comes to of the Bible. I like looking at other people's hermeneutical studies of the word, how it's broken down. I like all of that. I like the word, the way the word is processed, right? So it's good to have those things. It's great to read for sermon prep, right? But watch this. What I've noticed is my sermon prep has become easier because I read all the time. I wish I had some help. See, when you read all the time, I would love to read. I haven't bought like a graphic novel in a long time because I used to like to read those. But now it's like my reading. If I pulled up my Kindle list and shared the screen so Tanya can show y'all, I have a lot of books that I've started. It'll tell you what percent I'm at because the way my brain works, as y'all like to say, is adult, AD, whatever. Like you'll see one book at 17%, another one at 22%, and another one at 14%, and then there's another one at 32%. That's what the Kindle says, how much percentage of the book you read. Because I'll read two or three of them at the same time, pray for me. But it helps me, right? And I'll be honest with you, that reading time that I've had, the time that I've been using, it has eased my thinking process, right? For me, it has helped my thinking process. It has helped me in out of some situations. It has helped me to rethink actions. You know what I'm saying? And it keeps you from, you know, everybody knows this, and I talked about it on air. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know, I had a serious bout of, you know, depression for a good while last year. And so it's nothing that, you know, I'm not a big medicine person. You know, Excedrin is all you're going to see me. My Excedrin and my vitamins is all you're going to see me when I ain't foot popping no, what's them different depression pills. You ain't going to catch me with no depression pills. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I ain't doing that. The side effects sound too crazy. It may cause your left eye to blink 6 times a day. I'm not, you know, your pinky toe might grow bigger than your big toe. I don't understand the side effects. I'm just not going to put that stuff in my body. But because I read these things, you know, when you read, you get the perspective of others. And then you start to recognize that what I'm going through or what I'm about to go through is no different than anything anybody else in my position has been through. Either somebody's been through exactly what I'm going through, or it's awfully darn close, or they let you realize once you read other people's situations and circumstances, oh, you know what? My stuff ain't that bad. Here I am thinking the world coming to an end, and hey, this could be a whole lot worse. So I had to learn that, to do that. Felicia says, yeah, me too. In my Kevin Hart voice, we're a family of readers. Yeah. It's just, it does. It absolutely helps my vocabulary. And I love, as Tanya likes to say, I like the big words. But it does. It does. And it helps you with, the whole purpose of contemplation is to get you to think about, you know, that reflection and everything is so that you can reflect, not so you can reflect and go write a thesis or a sermon, but just to reflect on yourself and your current situation, your family life, your personal life, your business life, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, you know, for those purposes, right? It's kind of like a tune-up for your car. You know, you get a tune-up for your car because your car requires it. Your car requires it when the time comes, right? There's a difference between just getting the oil changed because I'm going on a road trip versus this is part of the normal maintenance that's necessary. Ah. See, because if you only go get the oil change, I'm going to help somebody, when it's time for the road trip, then the car is suffering up until that time. The engine is struggling in between your road trips. Huh? Because if you ain't took a road trip since last year, that means you ain't changed the oil since last year. How your car running? You're burning gas a lot quicker. The car is sluggish, right? So you don't do it just for the road trip, i.e. you don't just read the Bible to write the sermon for Sunday. You read because it's a part of your daily maintenance as a Christian. I wish I had some help. It's a part of your daily maintenance. It should be a part of your daily routine, your daily meditation. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we read Christian books by Christian authors. Because let me tell y'all right now, I'm not one who say the only book, you know, because, you know, you could be super saved anyway. The only book you need to read is the Bible. No way. Forget it. No.